Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Just, you're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed with your responsibilities, and it seems like you'll never get it all done? Well, you're not alone. We all need to remember to use our superpowers, the ones we already have but don't use all the time, and take advice and wisdom from one another. Towards the end of the show, in a segment called Superpowers for Success, I ask my guest about her superpowers, and the answers will give you the strength, perspective, and power to keep on being the well woman you are. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is achieving greater health and wealth by overcoming subconscious blocks, and hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to listen to your body for signs that you need to make a change and recognize the importance of mind-body connection for your health and wealth. My guest today is Elaine Lopez-Bogard, kinesiologist, reflexologist, and certified natural health professional. She also calls herself a modern-day medicine woman. Elaine brings her expertise in aromatherapy and combines the therapeutic benefits of essential oils with reflexology and kinesiology to promote the natural healing process. Currently, she has a private practice where she works with clients to help restore and maintain their body's natural balance and encourage healing through reflexology, kinesiology, and aromatherapy. Today, I talk with Elaine about kinesiology, healing from within, and how to use mind-body connection to achieve greater health and wealth. The free giveaway today is Elaine's Basics of Emotional Freedom Technique, also known as tapping. I love these tips because Elaine explains how tapping works, how it can help you, and how you can easily begin doing it. Now to my interview with Elaine. I am sitting speaking with Elaine Lopez-Bogard, and welcome to the program, Elaine. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm very excited for this interview.
Well, Elaine, let's start by letting the listeners know, what are you working on and how does it impact women's lives and well-being?
Well, I am a holistic kinesiologist and healer, and I call myself a modern-day medicine woman. And so what I do is I help people get to the root of any of their health ailments and help them to feel better.
Specifically women or all people?
All people.
Okay.
But my clientele is mostly women. I would say 90% women.
Ah, okay. And is that intentional or is that a product of sort of the services that you provide?
I think it's just a product of the services I provide.
Okay. More women are interested.
Women are interested and open to healing.
Men are healing in a different way.
They are. They really are.
So talk more about kinesiology and what you do. Like, it sounds a little abstract at first when you think of like, oh, I'm going to a modern day medicine woman to be healed. Like, what does that mean?
Right. It does sound a little overwhelming, and some people are not exactly sure what I do. So the primary modality that I use is kinesiology. And with that, I use muscle testing to talk to a person's body. And so the analogy I use for muscle testing is that it is like a lie detector test to your body. So I just ask true-false questions of a person, of their body, and their body will give me the answers. So in that sense, I like to say I'm like a medical detective. So I start with finding, if they come and they say they have a specific ailment, let's say they have fibromyalgia or they have acid reflux, then we start kind of breaking it down and kind of reverse engineering what is out of balance in their body, and then also muscle test the remedy to help their body get back into balance so that the ailment will resolve itself.
Mm. Okay, so for a lot of people listening, I think that they are going to understand this idea of like healing and these different modalities, but a lot of people aren't going to be really ready to hear like that you're going to talk to their body. Like that's really unusual in what, you know, it's not part of Western medicine at all. So how do we know that really works? Like, how do we know it that you really can do that? It just sounds so, like I said before, so abstract and like, how do we understand what it, you know, what it really is?
Well, to kind of help explain it a little bit more is with the muscle testing, it basically, like I said earlier, it's like a lie detector test to your body. And so you put your arm out and you hold it strong and I press and you resist my touch. And so your body will keep the muscle strong or it will go weak. Your body knows the truth from a lie. So just like the lie detector test, when somebody is connected to a lie detector test and they have the probes and the monitors all connected to their body, if they start to tell a lie, that puts their body into that sympathetic stress mode where their heart rate will increase, they will start to perspire, they will have changes in their skin, and the lie detector test picks up on all of those subtleties from the physical body. So muscle testing basically taps into that true false, it's a neuromuscular response of the body to find out what the body needs and what is out of balance. Does that help?
Yeah, I think so. Can we try it?
Yes, we can definitely try it.
Like, what do we
do? So it's perfect. So you just hold your arm out straight. And then, so your arm is at like a 90 degree angle.
Okay.
And then I'm going to push down and you push your arm up, okay?
Okay, so I'm holding my arm out straight and Elena's going to push down on my arm.
Right, okay. So just push down and resist. Perfect. So now I want you to say, my name is Giovanna.
Okay, my name is Giovanna.
And then resist. See, that's nice and strong. Mm-hmm. So now I want you to say, my name is Elaine.
My name is Elaine.
And your arm goes weak. So your body, your subconscious mind knows that that's a lie, so your arm goes weak. Your muscle cannot hold a strong muscle because what you're saying is not true.
Okay, so it's our subconscious is talking to our muscles.
Exactly. So I bypass the conscious mind and go directly to the subconscious to find out what is going on.
Okay. Yeah, this is fascinating because a lot of the topics we cover on the Well Woman Show have to do with the subconscious mind and the conscious mind, and but we haven't really talked about muscle testing yet, so this is very exciting. Now, I know you do other kinds of things too, like tapping. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I use a lot of different techniques for as remedies for different health ailments, or just if people are really stressed. If they want to make a change in their life, also we can integrate these techniques to help them.
So, what do you mean make a change in their life?
So for example, if I also work with a lot of female entrepreneurs, and so if somebody comes and says, I would like to, I'm feeling stuck in my business and I would really like to increase my income ceiling. Can you help me with that? And I say yes. So a lot of times in our subconscious mind, we have these limiting beliefs that don't allow us to reach our full potential, because maybe somewhere along the road, maybe when we were children, somebody told us something that we believe is true, like you're not good enough, or you'll never do X, Y, Z. And those things just stick with us. And so with the muscle testing, I can precisely figure out what their limiting beliefs are, what sort of subconscious blocks that they have. We work on clearing those to help them increase their income potential, because when the subconscious mind agrees with the conscious mind, that's where magic happens. And that's where real shifts can happen for people in not just their health, but also their wealth.
Ooh, okay. So can you give any kind of like tips to listeners about how to start tapping?
Yes. So it's really pretty easy. So tapping is called EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique. And the basics of tapping is that it is a pattern interrupt. So let's say, for example, you have chronic pain in your lower back. Well, you can start tapping on different points, and you can simply say and acknowledge this pain in my back, this pain in my back, this pain in my back. And that is going to start the pattern interrupt for that pain.
And so you simply do the tapping on different parts of your body and say the thing that you want to address.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
And I think you have a free, our free giveaway for this show is a little explanation of how to start tapping.
Yes, it's a handout and it shows all the different tapping points and gives some examples of what to say and how to say it. So you generally will start talking about kind of the negative or the non-beneficial points or the triggers. Let's say it's a trigger. If something happened to you, let's say you were in a car accident and you're having trouble with anxiety, then you would just start talking about anxiety and all of your feelings, all of those non-beneficial feelings that you feel. You want to try to bring those up to the surface while you're tapping to provide that pattern interrupt. So the more you can feel those emotions, the quicker your tapping will work for you. So you kind of tap on those, interrupt that pattern, and those emotions, I like to say they're just not in your face anymore. They're kind of off to the side. I say, you know, you just put them on the shelf there. It doesn't affect any part of your memory at all, just that emotional surge when you think about something.
And so does it interrupt that pattern forever, or do you have to keep doing the tapping in order for it to keep working?
It interrupts that pattern forever. However, there are lots of other kind of pieces to the puzzle. So you have to kind of dig a little bit deeper to really be free of that whole issue, especially if it's anxiety, for example. So it takes a couple of sessions doing tapping to really get to the root of what caused that anxiety and why that's still lingering. So it's almost like if you visualize a tree, there are leaves on the tree, then there are branches, and then there's the trunk, and then below the trunk are the roots. So we tap away all those areas until we get to the very bottom, to the root of what is causing that that issue or that ailment or that block to receiving financial abundance. And then once we get to the root, then that's when people experience shifts.
Okay, can you give us an example of someone who you've helped who has experienced a shift in either a physical ailment or a, you know, professional something?
Sure. So I have two examples that I'll share quickly. I have an example of a gal that I've been working with for a few months, and she's had chronic eczema, and when she came to me, she was really at a point where she felt like she was dying inside, and she didn't realize that until a couple of sessions later. But she couldn't wear her whole entire body was covered with rash, with eczema. She couldn't eat anything because she was having food allergies as well. She couldn't wear short sleeves or anything because her body just looked horrible. She couldn't even hold her children, her babies, because it hurt so much. She was also sleeping in another room because she couldn't be near like the heat from her husband. And so it was just really a difficult time for her. So she came, we started working on her physical body, helping with nutrition and supplements. And then we got to working on her emotions and what was underlying all of that stuff. And there were lots of childhood issues that came up, as well as her fear of just feeling like she was dying inside. And so once we really worked on releasing those fears and doing the tapping and the pattern interrupt, she started improving quickly. So I've been working with her, I believe, going on 4 months. Her eczema is almost completely gone now.
Wow.
And she can wear clothes. She's gaining weight also. And she's been able to increase the foods that she's had to eliminate because her body is no longer reacting to those foods.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing work.
Okay, and what's the second example?
And then the second example is a business example. So I've been working with a friend of mine specifically for business. And so she had some specific income goals that she wanted to reach. And she was having some trouble with, like, she knew she was having some blocks. So we did some, it's a combination of work that I do. I combine energy healing as well as tapping. And then the kinesiology just always guides me to tell me what I need to do first with a client. So releasing all of these subconscious blocks that she had, and some of these, what we call self-sabotaging thoughts, and releasing those has helped her. Her number one, like her testimony, she says that she has mental clarity is the number one benefit from working with me. And then she also has had clarity for new ideas to come in that has helped her generate additional income, right, to help her reach her income goals. And also physically, she's had more physical energy and stamina.
Oh, wow. So, Eileen, I want to go back to something that you mentioned in your introduction about being a modern-day medicine woman. What does that mean, and what are your qualifications to call yourself that?
Okay. So I call myself a modern-day medicine woman because I integrate traditional holistic alternative medicine with the kinesiology and that training. I also have certifications as a reflexologist, certified natural health professional. So I have lots of different alternative healing training. And the modern day medicine woman comes in because I've also been trained in traditional Mexican healing and traditional Peruvian healing techniques as well.
Where did you do that?
So I did that here in Albuquerque. So I have some friends that are amazing healers, and so they have been able to take the time to train me in their traditional healing techniques.
Mm. Wow. Okay, and Eileen, I wanted to ask you how, sort of a little bit about your journey becoming this healer that you are, and, you know, sort of how you got here. Can you describe a time in your life when you didn't put yourself first, or you weren't taking care of yourself the way you probably now know that you need to in order to do everything that you're doing?
Well, yes, and I can think back to when I was working a full-time job. My career before becoming a modern-day medicine woman was that I was a web designer and a graphic designer, and so my degree is in information technology, and it actually took me 9 years to get my bachelor's degree. And then I was working and just realized that working behind the computer all day was just not good for me. I felt like it was really sucking the life out of me, and I was always sick. I was always sick. I had chronic migraines. I had lots of trouble with my stomach. I had lots of lung stuff. I was always getting bronchitis. I was always getting sick from my lungs. And there was even a point in my life that doctors didn't even know what was wrong with me. They just could not figure out what was wrong with me. And I just thought I was like an anomaly. I was just thought that I had to live like this. And then I, you know, like I said, I started realizing that that job, web design and graphic design, wasn't really for me. And that's kind of the time when I started doing more with natural healing. I met some friends that were using some essential oils, and I really got to know them. And there was a gal that did reflexology, so she started working with me, helping me with my migraines. Well, then my migraines went away, and I thought that was amazing, and I was thought, wow, maybe I should do this. And I remember a time when I was a kid, my parents used to have traditional Mexican healers, they're called curanderas, curanderos, to come to our house, and we would have like a whole day or 2 days of the healers being at our house, and lots of my parents' friends and family would come to the house and receive healing during that time. So I have known about traditional healing. And I remember that there was a man that worked on my feet that did reflexology back then. So when I met the gal here, when she did reflexology to help me, that's when I was like, oh, I do remember this. This is really nice. Maybe I should learn how to do this because it's amazing. So I went to, in Santa Fe, there was an Academy of Healing Arts in Santa Fe. I went to their open house, and I figured out who the director was, and I went up to her, and I introduced myself, and I said, I'm interested in the reflexology certification program. I would like to know if you are interested in trading. These are my skills. I do web design, graphic design. Would you like to trade? And the lady looked at me and she said, just yesterday we decided we needed to hire a web person. So this is perfect timing. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that was really divinely guided that I ended up there at that right time. So I was able to trade for my training in and my certification in reflexology. That was my very first modality that I learned. I started working with people out of my house. And again, this is all while I'm still the webmaster. Working with people out of my house. And I saw people get better quickly. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting. Even though I knew that because I trained for that, I was still amazed. Mm. So that led me to want to learn more about natural healing. And so I took some more certification training classes. And from everything that I learned, I was able to also help my own health and my family as well.
Wow. Okay, I want to ask you, when you say divinely guided, what do you mean?
I just feel like that I was at the right place at the right time. So I feel like God led me to the right place. You know, and whatever you call it, God, source, universe, it doesn't really matter. It for me, I feel like it's God led me to that place at that right time.
Yeah. That's great. And so you took the leap, you left your job at some point, and now you're doing this full-time. How long have you been doing this as a business now?
I've been doing this as a business for 5 years.
Mm. Okay. And was there a moment, so what you described was like this gradual process of you realizing that, you know, you weren't feeling good in your body and you needed to make a change. Was there a moment that you can remember when it was sort of like this aha, like, oh, I need to pursue this other thing?
Well, yeah. I guess I didn't have like one big aha moment, but I just knew that this was the path for me. Once I started doing it and everything came to me really quickly and easily, like even in reflexology, the instructor is like, are you sure this is your first time doing reflexology? Because you caught on really quickly. And I was like, well, yeah, it is. And all of my other training classes, everything just came so naturally to me that I just knew this is where I was supposed to be.
Hmm. Okay. And Elaine, we're going to go into the segment called Superpowers for Success. And so I'm going to ask you a few questions, sort of quicker pace questions. And the first one is, what does success in life mean for you?
Success in life to me means just feeling fulfilled and happy. Happy in what I'm doing.
And that's mind and body.
Yes.
Okay. And when did you know you were really good at what you do?
When my clients experience profound changes and healing quickly, like after one session.
And can you describe maybe like the first time that happened where you were like, oh, wow, I'm pretty awesome at this?
Yeah. Well, like I said, a lot of this goes back to when I started with just the reflexology and just seeing my clients feel better. You know, I had one client, he had a lot of chronic health conditions, and I was able to help him with those very quickly. And then just kind of like it got to a point where my fingers just knew where to go. Like the clients wouldn't even tell me exactly what's going on, and my fingers just knew where to go. And then I would say, okay, look, I'm at the liver. Have you been having trouble with anything going on with your liver? Are you having any other anger coming up? Because a lot of times liver is associated with the emotion of anger.
Oh, interesting. Okay, and then can you describe one personal habit of yours that contributes to your well-being?
My personal habit is gratitude is the number one thing that I do every day. I just wake up and I am so grateful, and I thank everything around me. I thank God, I thank Source, Universe, I thank my husband for being such a good support for me and my children. I'm just so full of gratitude every day.
And what about on the days when you don't feel like being grateful?
Well, those are days that I tap. I tap for myself and put myself back into check.
You pull yourself back.
I pull myself back.
Oh, that's good. And then what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
I feel like my superpower is being able to talk and to women and understand what is really going on, what is the root of what is going on for them. And I feel like, you know, I do that in my job, but then I think back, I have always been able to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of magnified now.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think you described your process a little bit of leaving the web design and moving into being a healer, but how do you think you allowed your body and mind to accept that information and follow that path? Because I think a lot of times there is another path for people, but we're not open to it.
Right. I think it takes time and just being able to be open and to know what is your passion, what really lights you up inside. And I knew that when I would work with people and help them feel better, I knew that that is what I should be doing. And so once I learned all of these emotional release techniques and figured out I could really help myself, then I did a lot of work on myself. And I also have friends that are healers also. And so we trade. And so I receive a lot of healing from friends that help me get through those blocks.
Mm. Okay. And then what do you do when you get knocked down? How do you build up your resilience?
A lot of times I try to integrate the tools that I teach my clients. And like I said, I have lots of healer friends. And so a lot of times we'll call them and say, okay, look, this is what's going on. Can you help me? Can I come in for a session? So I'm grateful that I have that ability. I know a lot of other people don't. So if I weren't to tap into my friends, my resources of friends that are healers, a lot of times I just sit back and I journal and write down all of the non-beneficial things in my life, and then I will actually just go outside and light my piece of paper on fire and release that and say, okay, that's done. I'm done with that, and let it go that way.
And when you say non-beneficial things, what are you?
So if I'm feeling knocked down and overwhelmed, then I just write down everything that I feel is just not going well for me at that time, in that moment, anything that I feel, whether it's a non-beneficial thought, if I'm feeling really down, if I'm feeling fear or anxious about anything, I just write it all down and then release it.
By lighting it on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, and Elaine, what advice would you give your younger self, say your 20 or 25-year-old self?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that I would tell myself to listen to myself more and love myself more and find your passion early.
Okay. Last question. I wanted to ask you, what are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand?
On my nightstand right now is a book called E Squared, and that is a book about manifesting, and it's about putting out experiments to kind of test and trust that whatever you think, you can really bring into your life. So it's all about manifesting.
Okay, I actually do have one more question. Sorry. I wanted to ask you, how long is working one-on-one with people going to be satisfying for you to make your impact one person at a time? At what point are you going to try to make a broader impact, I guess?
Well, that's already starting. So I'm already starting to create more group programs so that I can help more people at once, because one-on-one is great, but that takes up a lot of time. And I do have this bigger vision of helping hundreds and thousands of people. And so it's you know, baby steps to get there. And so now I'm starting with local groups, and then ultimately I plan to do groups online and then do teaching and training.
Cool. Okay, I've been speaking with Elaine Lopez Bogard, and you can get her free handout and also links to all of her information in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on the program, Elaine.
Thank you.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Elaine Lopez Bogard, kinesiologist, reflexologist, and certified natural health professional. I spoke with Elaine about alternative medicine that she practices and how it can help you, how she knew that she needed a career change, and the importance of mind-body connection for your business and success. You can get Elaine's free tips on the basics of emotional freedom technique at wellwomanlife.com/030show. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings together women to share our successes and challenges as leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes. And while you're there, leave a review. This helps raise visibility for the show, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week for you. You can also continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/wellwomanlifecommunity. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you were listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.